According to the latest data from U.S. Immigration Services, there are more than 2,000 DACA recipients living in northern and rural Nevada. Since its inception, the program has shielded recipients from deportation. But over the past year, the undocumented individuals who were brought to the U.S. as children have been living in legislative limbo after the Trump administration rescinded the program. Yet some are doing their best to move forward despite the uncertainty, such as those who have started their own businesses. KUNR's Karina Gonzalez has the story.
Inside a client's home kitchen, Gustavo Velasco Jara chops vegetables into small square pieces and cooks them on a sizzling pan. He's preparing for a birthday dinner, making shrimp and tofu lettuce wraps, while the Asian-style pork ribs cook on the grill outside. Velasco Jara smiles as he works.
I feel like my calling was to sell art through food, through flavors, through textures and colors, so. Once I found that, I think my life just made so much more sense, and I was a lot more happier.
About a year and a half ago, Velasco Jara opened his business, Gusto Catering and Meals, a company he operates on his own. 33-year-old Velasco Jara is among the 8% of DACA recipients over the age of 25 who are entrepreneurs and employers, according to a February report by the Democratic members of the House Committee on Small Business. Velasco Jara was born in Tepic, Nayarit, Mexico, and as a kid would travel to California with a passport and visa to visit family and go to Disneyland. He moved to the United States with his mom when he was 14.
Like when they say the parents brought the kids, I think I brought my mom. I was supposed to come the second time, and it was only for 6 months to learn English, and here I am 19 years later.
Carlos Flores is another DACA recipient who also moved to Reno when he was 14 years old from Cuernavaca, Morelos, Mexico.
I've always been more attracted to the idea of being outside, working around nature, having more freedom, and talking to customers. And I felt more free.
Me sentía más libre.
Flores, now 27, opened his own property maintenance business last year. He has 4 employees and more than 100 customers in the Cullen Ranch area.
I was a little worried after they gave the news that DACA was going to end because it can give possibilities that I would maybe have to stop my business or something like that. I don't know what the president is going to do, but in the meantime, if they don't say or do anything, I'm going to continue my business as it is right now, open. And as long as they don't stop me, I'm going to continue it.
For undocumented individuals like Flores and Velasco Jara, they say DACA has given them the chance to build a life.
Más que un estatus de DACA y que me ha ayudado a trabajar, ha sido más como un estatus de libertad.
More than a DACA status that helped me work, it was more like a status of freedom. Because at my job, I could be more involved with the business. I no longer had that fear that something would happen.
I guess it gave me the chance to like forget about, like stop worrying about my status and I focus on my life. That's what like it really did. It took stress off and then I could focus on me growing.
According to an NPR poll, 65% of Americans support giving DACA recipients legal status, including 81% of Democrats, 51% of Republicans, and 66% of Independents. Democratic State Assemblyman Edgar Flores of Las Vegas explains that a common misconception is that DACA provides a path to citizenship, when he says it's basically just a work permit.
They're abiding by all the rules that are put in front of them, and yet they live in the constant instability of what's going to happen tomorrow.
Assemblyman Flores says that DACA recipients should always be prepared for the possibility of being deported and recommends setting up a power of attorney. It's something Carlos Flores said he's thought about.
Estoy preparado por si algo pasa por DACA.
I am prepared if something happens with DACA. I have insurance that can cover the cost of salaries, work equipment, and things that have to be paid through the insurance. So I'm ready if something happens.
For Velasco Jara, there's nothing he can do but to wait, knowing the program can end at any time.
I've learned to cope with uncertainty. I learned to... They say aguantar, te aguantas. You just put up with it. If DACA ends tomorrow, whatever you send me, I know I'll thrive. And I know those DACA recipients will thrive.
In the meantime, the roughly 700,000 DACA recipients across the country will have to continue living in the two-year increments their status provides until a decision is made. Flores renewed his paperwork last November, while Velasco Jara did his for the fourth time last month. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Karina Gonzalez with Noticiero Móvil.